hello again. Oh, it's Tessa here. Who do I sound like? Not Margaret. I was very privileged when Frank asked me to read this. It's a lovely little article. I'll just tell you a little bit about its history. And when Frank wrote to me, he said, one of our members, Pam Sylvester, who lives in Devon, came across the enclosed story and emailed it to her friend who lives up north. He embossed it into Braille and sent it to Lily at Dulwich Hospital. Lily lent it to me, and I've transcribed it back into print. And then Frank says, I wonder if you might find time to read it onto tape. And it's a lovely little story, and it's had really quite a roundabout history, hasn't it, coming from one to another? It's headed Information, Please. When I was quite young, my father had one of the first telephones in our neighbourhood. I remember well the polished old case fastened to the wall. The shiny receiver hung on the side of the box. I was too little to reach the telephone, but was fascinated when my mother talked to it. Then I was convinced that somewhere inside the wonderful device lived an amazing person. Her name was Information, Please, and there was nothing she didn't know. Information, Please could supply anybody's number and the correct time. My first personal experience with this genie in the bottle came one day when my mother was visiting a neighbour. Amusing myself at the tool bench in the basement, I whacked my finger with a hammer. The pain was terrible, but there didn't seem to be any reason in crying because there was no one home to give me any sympathy. I walked around the house, sucking my throbbing finger, finally arriving at the stairway. The telephone! Quickly I ran for the footstool in the parlour and dragged it to the landing. Climbing up, I unhooked the receiver in the parlour and held it to my ear. Information, please, I said into the mouthpiece just above my head. There was a click or two, then a small clear voice spoke into my ear. Information? I hurt my finger, I wailed into the phone. The tears came readily enough now that I had an audience. Isn't your mother home? Came the question. Nobody's home but me, I blubbered. Are you bleeding? The voice asked. No, I replied. I hit my finger with a hammer and it hurts. Can you reach your icebox? She asked. I said that I could. Then chip off a little piece of ice and hold it to your finger, said the voice.